Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, episode number 13, titled Profit Over Quality. My name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice, an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn. We're located on 15th Street, 7th Avenue. Before I opened up my juice bar, I was in another business, and I have a business background. So what I did was I went and I asked friends to give me input in the types of business that I was considering. And every time I mentioned food service, the biggest cons that my friends and associates would say is the low barriers to entry, the high competition, and the turnover, and also the slim margins along the lines of the money that you're making. Because even, let's say, not-for-profit, let's say if you were doing something that you didn't want to make a penny, but if you were doing something for you to do whatever it is you were doing, let's say if it was an organization for kids or an organization that provided services for the community, if it was a self-sustaining business without any subsidies from the government or anything from outside sources, at the very least, you would have to break even. So that's the point that I'm trying to make when I say profit over quality. It's when something is served, like I said, if for a business that's a self-sustained business to continue in business, it must focus on its profits over quality. This pronouncement isn't made to belittle the importance of a quality offering. It's more important to point out you can't sell something that costs you a dollar for 75 cents. So the noblest and most sustainable businesses must provide high value to its customers to survive, while also bringing in at least the same amount of money it spends every day. This is true in baseball. I'll give you an example. My dream job is to be the general manager for the Yankees. And when the way the Yankees handled the A-Rod situation, I don't know if you guys remember this, but last year, the way the two last years of A-Rod's contract, they handled the A-Rod situation seamlessly along the lines of business. A-Rod, as you all know, whether you like him or not, is an exceptional baseball player who he consistently produced results on the field. And if you're a nostalgic baseball fan, back in 2009, he helped the Yankees. He helped us. I can say that I'm a big Yankee fan, being from the Bronx, win the 2009 World Series. When he was suspended for lying about using performance enhancement drugs, that happened after winning the World Series. And that suspension disappointed many of his fans, and his integrity was called into question. And many of the Yankee fans and the Yankee loyals, they just wanted the Yankees to get rid of him permanently. So 2014, he was suspended the entire season. When he returned in 2015, however, Rodriguez had an extremely successful season. While at that point, Rodriguez was the Yankees' best option at the designated hitter's position. Also, keep in mind, Alex had a guaranteed $27 million contract, and that was considered a fixed cost. There was no getting around that. So of the players that they had in the minor leagues and everything for that position, it was either them paying Alex Rodriguez the $27 million, getting rid of Alex, or pay Alex, keep Alex in the DH position, and utilize the output from his numbers on the field and just table the minor leaguers until a following year, or table bringing in a free agent and he had a decent year. He put up decent numbers. However, the following year, what happened was management, when they saw that Alex Rodriguez was hitting below the 200 batting average, and it was already in August, they decided to part ways with him. And at that point, they still owed him $27 million for that year and the following year. But it was his results. This was money that was already spent. So since it's money that's already spent, and it's like having two bundles of kale, and you have your customers, and one of the bundles of kale is rancid, while the other kale is fresh and is new. You have to throw that rancid kale out, even though you paid for it already, because it's rancid, and people can see. And not only will customers not buy that, other customers will see that that's what you think of. That's what you think of them, because that's the product that you're putting out. So sure enough, just like the rancid kale, the Yankees got rid of A-Rod, and at that point, his money owed for 2016 and 2017 was no longer viewed as a fixed cost. It was viewed as a sunk cost, and that was the end of that. And that's so with all types of business. At the end of the day, if you look at when you look at banks in this country, the U.S. banks based also emphasize profit over quality. The top three banks in this country, their initial capital derived from private business. Joseph Morgan, J.P. Morgan Chase, he owned a stagecoach business. Amedeo Petergiani, who everybody knows as the founder of Bank of America, was part owner in a wholesale produce company. And Henry Wells and Williams Fargo, from Wells Fargo, they owned the courier business that competed with the Pony Express. So these businesses transitioned into banks when their industries became obsolete or their operations were more profitable by providing financial services. Banks utilized their business acumen and knowledge of financial principles to determine the risk of granting a loan to a small business. So people sometimes forget that the business of banks is business, and the genesis of these banks were they survived. They were businesses that survived, and they had money, and every time with that money, and they had to reinvest this money, they always made these decisions to invest into things that were profitable. I'll give you an example. And the thing with business, you know, when people say business is business, that also applies to me and it applies to everybody. When I wanted to start my business at Stoop Juice, despite my 20-year personal banking relationship with one of the above banks mentioned, I was denied a loan to start Stoop Juice. My loan officer determined that my inexperience in food service and the high rate of failed businesses in the competitive food market doomed me as a professional. He said if I created a viable business for 3 or more years, he could assist me in securing a loan. Although I was upset, I remember back before I was in business, and my mother, who's an accountant and who had relationships with community lending programs, how she had refused a friend who solicited a loan for the exact same reason, because they wanted to get into a textile deal, and when my friend made the proposal of the business that they were going to be in, when my friend made the proposal of his business plan and what he was thinking of doing with the loan, the people lending the money, they were like, that doesn't sound like a viable plan, or it doesn't sound like we're going to get our money back. So how does this relate to food service? How does this relate to healthy living? How does this relate to organic stoop juice and organic food? A big thing with the type of shop that Stoop Juice is that the market dictates what keeps you in business. You can have the noblest of intentions along the lines of, yes, we want to provide organic produce and organic juices to our customers, but if there's not a demand and if the customers are not looking for this, you are just providing something that you wish your customers want. What pays the bills is providing customers what they want. So through education and through consistency and through the maintaining integrity, that is obtainable. But also, it's the reality is the expense of having 100% organic shop, there's a price different when you're competing against a shop that sells conventional fruits and vegetables. And yes, some customers are indifferent. And those customers, more times than not, if both businesses were next to each other, they will go into the non-conventional shop. So what that leaves a shop like Stoop Juice is, it's we try to go above and beyond in the services that we provide. We provide information. We provide free consultation. And also, we let the organic fruits and vegetables, the difference in the quality of our product, sell itself. It's not going to be my charming personality, even though I'm going to try my best. But if I'm the most charming person, but I'm offering an inferior product that I'm selling below my cost, I'm 100% sure that my business will not last. So pricing has to be at least for the business to remain sustainable, for the bills to get paid, and for the long-term sustainability of the business to be realistic. This is true with an organic juice bar. This is true with self-sustained non-for-profits that receive no subsidies. This is true with anything. This is true with families, and it's just an economic principle. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I just make sure that when I mention profit over quality, it isn't misconstrued, and that's all we have today. Thank you for listening to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. Until next time, thanks again for listening.